figure out what you want, then go after it as though your life depends on it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have a great message on how to achieve anything you want. Enjoy.
I believe passionately that we can shift the negative voices and stories that are going on in our minds into positive ones. How do you do that? Well, there's 3 main questions. The first question is it the truth? Is whatever I'm sharing with someone or what you're hearing from someone else that's giving you feedback about your life true? You know 100% that it's true. First question. Second question. Is it necessary? Is what I'm saying to myself in my head, is it necessary in the exact moment in what I'm doing with my life right then? And the third question is, does it improve upon the silence?
Somewhere deep inside, you know what kind of person you were designed to be. If you want to produce great acorns, think like an oak, not like an acorn. Think like the person you intend to become. So let me ask a question. What kind of seed is in you?
Figure out who you are, don't apologize for who you are, and then become even greater than you naturally are at what you are.
If I could give you one thing to take from this, it is, no one will believe in you unless you do. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes. We're supposed to be different, folks.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job, and our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way that it is, and that your life is to live your life inside the world and try not to get in too much trouble, and maybe get an education and get a job and make some money and have a family. But life can be a lot broader than that when you realize one simple thing, and that is that everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you.
Find out what it is you want and go after it as if your life depends on it. Why? Because it does. But what do we say? But there always be tomorrow. Oh, no. There are no guarantees you're going to show up tomorrow. There are a lot of people who were here yesterday, but they're not here today. There are a lot of opportunities that were around yesterday. They're not here today.
Right? There's no guarantees in life. But there is one guarantee. If you don't take action, there will be no outcome at all, no positive outcome. The only outcome will be that you didn't achieve anything. You didn't achieve what you wanted. See, a lot of people think that failure is a step backward. No. Failure is a step forward. A step forward in the right direction. Every time you fail, you learn something from it. You gain something from it. You feel less anxiety when you're doing it again. You want to think that's a step backward? That's progress in every sense of the word. Right? So these dreams come to you, these ideas, these visions come to you for a reason. And you can either act them out or not. And there's a higher power at play.
I want you to look at your life right now and think about something that's important to you, something that gives your life a sense of value. Think about something that you'd like to have, or something you'd like to create for you or your family or for society. I want you to hold this thought in mind. Now, one of the first things I want you to do is don't worry about the inner conversation that you're going to have. Don't worry about how you're going to do it. That's going to come. You're going to develop a plan of action. You will find the way. You'll become the kind of person that can attract the people, the resources, and everything you need in order to make that become reality.
If you help enough people get what they want, you can have everything you want.
What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it? That you talk yourself out of it? Whatever it is, bring it back out there. How are you going to do it? That will come to you in due time. See, you don't get in life what you want, ladies and gentlemen. You get in life what you are, not what you want. See, the good news is that we can always become more by working to develop ourselves. So the first process of making this your decade, you've got to begin to take a look at your life and look at where are you right now? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What gives your life a sense of fulfillment, a sense of joy? What does a full, rich life mean to you? What is it that you could love doing 7 days a week that'll bring a smile to your face?
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream.
Find out the reasons that you do what you do. Find out the reasons that will make you strong, that will make you walk by faith and not by sight.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.